page number 1192. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 28th chapter, text number 18. Kirtanya,
Kirtanya,
Kirta,
Yashasam,
Kirta Yashasam, Punya Shloka, Yashashkara, Jayad, Devam, Samagrangam, Yavan, Na, Javate, Manaha, Kirtanya Kirta Yashasam, Kirtanya Kirta Yashasam, Punya Shloka Yashaskaram, Punya Shloka Yashaskaram, Jaya Devam Samagranga, Jaya Devam Samagranga, Yavana Javate Manaha, Yavana Javate Manaha, Kirtanya,
worth
singing. Tirtha Yashasam, the glories of the Lord. Punya Shloka, of the devotee. Yashakaram, enhancing the glory. Jayat, one should meditate. Devam, upon the Lord. Samagra Angam, all the limbs. Yavat, as much as. Na, not. Javate, deviate. Manaha, the mind. Translation, the glory of the Lord is always worth singing, for his glories enhance the glories of his devotees. One should therefore meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and upon his devotees. One should meditate on the eternal form of the Lord until the mind becomes fixed.
Ityanya tirtha dasasam punna shloko dasaskaram dhyayet devam samagrangam javanna chavati mana. This is called meditation. Javan, so long the mind is disturbed and deviates from our subject of meditation, one should practice this kirtan. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that the devotee to chant always 24 hours. Kirtanya, it is worth singing. It is worth singing. Why? Punna shlokasya. Punna shlokasya. Punna shloka jasaskaram. Even if you do not fix up your mind. Kirtan means fix up your mind. But even if you do not fix up your mind, then you are still gainer. The more you glorify the Lord, you become pious simply by Kirtan. It is not necessary that you understand. But if you go on chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you become pious. Punna Sloka. Krishna Dhyana means Punna Sloka, Uttama Sloka. Simply by chanting Krishna, you become pious. So Dhyayat Jivam, Samagra. With hand, the meditation should begin from the lotus feet. As soon as you begin kirtan, first of all concentrate your mind on the lotus feet. Not all of a sudden jump over the face. We practice to think over the lotus feet, then still higher the knee, then the thighs, then the belly, then the chest. In this way, at last go to the face. This is the process. It is described in the second canto. The process is how to think of Krishna, manmana bhavamandva. This is meditation. So this, by kirtan, it becomes very easy. If you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 24 hours, like Haridas Thakur, that is not possible. So as much as possible, kirtan rathasa, kirtan, this is also kirtan. We are talking about Krishna, reading of Krishna, reading Krishna's instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, or reading Krishna's glories in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are all kirtan. It is not that simply when we sing with musical instruments, that is kirtan. No. Anything you talk about Krishna, that is kirtan. Kirtaniya Sadahari means that Bhatamsi Vaikuntha Gunanavata. This is the character of Maharaj Ambarish. That whenever you talk about Krishna. This is deep. You won't talk anything else. Savai mana Krishna Padarata. Whenever he'll think of Krishna. His lotus feet, his body, his hands, his flute. This is meditation. Meditation means that trance means when your mind is so fixed up on Krishna or Vishnu that not for a second your mind is deviated from the Krishna's form. That is called trance. Not artificially. See, you can practice it. If you see Krishna daily in the temple, if you watch the you offer your obeisances, manvana bhavaman bhakta vajjadi manmanskur. Naturally, you think of Krishna 24 hours, and that will make you more pious. Because without being pious, nobody can think of Krishna. Visham antapatam papam. Pious means there is no reaction of sinful life. It is all squared up. That you can do at any moment. Krishna takes charge. Krishna says, aham tva sarva papi bhavo kvaisyam. He can do that. He can nullify the destiny. Karvani nidhati kintisa bhakti bhaja. Everyone is bound up by the laws of karma. Jastindra gopa matamindra maho sakarma. Bandhanu rupa phalabhajana vasa. Everyone, beginning from that small microbe, Indra gopa, and up to the king of heaven, his name is also Indra. So from this Indra to that Indra, all different types of living entities. They are suffering, not enjoying, suffering the resultant action of their past sinful life. This is material existence. Everyone is suffering, but Maya is so kind that he misleads the sufferer to understand the suffering is enjoying. This is Maya. Actually, everyone is suffering, but he is misled to think that he is enjoying. So, if we keep ourselves always in contact with Krishna, then we become pious more and more, and as soon as our sinful reaction of life is counteracted by these pious activities, we begin to understand Krishna. Jīkāṁ śūnta gataṁ pāpaṁ. Without being sinless, nobody can understand Krishna. So this process should be continued. Kīrtanyā tīrtha-dasasā punna-ślūpā jataskaram jāyat devam devam. Devam means Supreme Lord. Samagrāṁ. So if he has no form, how you can think of his whole body? Samagra. Samagra means the whole. Angam means body. Samagra angam. So, if he has no body, if he is formless, if he is nirakar, then where is the question of angam? He has angam. Samagra angam. But he hasn't got a form like us. That is the meaning. When in the Shastra it is said that God has no form, it means that he has no material form. He has form. Otherwise, how can I think of his form? This Krishna's form is not like us. And just like if you take my statue or any other statue, and if you pray or if you offer food, that does not go actually to the person. But Krishna's is his anga, his form, is not different from Krishna. Foolish people may say that these men, they are offering food to a marble statue. Everyone knows. No, it is not that fact. The fact is, Krishna is omnipotent. He can accept your service becoming a marble statue. Because I cannot see Krishna by my present eyes. Therefore, he has appeared before you just like a marble statue. But he is not marble statue. We must know that. If we think, here is a marble statue, and if I come with some offense, who is going to see? This is wrong conclusion. He is Krishna personally present here, in a form which we can see. It is his mercy. It is called Atyavigraha. Krishna is everything. The marble is also Krishna's image. Bhumi rapanara vayu. So he can accept your service from any of his energy. The marble is also his energy, the water is also his energy, the air is also his energy, everything. Without Krishna, nothing can exist. So he is omniscient, all powerful. He can accept your service through his energy. This is Achyavidya. Samadhyana. So Krishna has got form, anga. But his anga is different. Sachidananda vigraha. His anga is Sachidananda. Not like Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitari. Stravhidya Eva Nijirupu Tvayasala. Krishna and his expansion Ananda Chinmoy. Just like Krishna in the Radharans. These gopis are also expansion of his energy. And you find that for each and every gopi, Krishna is there. That is another aspect. So we should not take Krishna's dancing like our border. No, that is a mistake. If we understand Krishna's dancing, then we become liberated. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Instead of reading some books of this ball dance, if you read about Krishna's dancing, then what will be the result? The result will be Ridharogokamam apahinati aku asirinna dhira. Everyone, we have got this lusty desire. But if actually one is at hands and he hears from a realized person what is the meaning of Krishna's last time, then the result will be the Ridharogokamam. We have got a heart disease. Heart disease means lusty desire. Ridharogokamam, apujinati, it becomes vanquished. If one actually hears Krishna's Rasa, then no more material lusty desire. This is the result. But unless we are so advanced spiritually, we should not imagine hearing about Rasa. Then we shall commit offense. We shall think that Krishna is dancing like us. How is Krishna dancing? Krishna is dancing with each and every gopi. Can you do that? Then how you can say that Krishna is dancing like us? If you see the picture, you'll find that each and every gopi is thinking that Krishna is dancing with us. How is this possible? If you dance with imitation, that man and many rascals, they imitate that. That I am Krishna and I can dance also like that. No. It is ananda chinmayana sapratibhavita. This manifestation, demonstration, is not of this material world. Ananda chinmayana. When Krishna was dancing, all the gopis, they left their material body by the side of the husband, but they went to dance. That is spiritual body. That is not material body. So don't indulge in such a way that Krishna's dancing and our dancing is the same. Then you will mistake that will be offense. So we have to become advanced in spiritual understanding. People, the so-called artists, they indulge in Krishna's pictures, his dealings with the gopis. That is not very good. That is misleading. People may think, and actually that happens. If without being mature, without being advanced in spiritual consciousness, if one tries to understand or see Krishna Lila with the gopis, then he is misled. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will find rigidly, he discussed this Krishna Lila with very confidential devotee, Ramananda Rao, not his others. He never discussed with Bhagavan Bhattacharya or Prakashananda Saraswati. He discussed on philosophy of Mayavada. But not on Krishna Lila. Krishna Lila he discussed with Ramananda, most confidential devotee. And to understand Krishna, his birthday has devoted nine canto. And then from 10th canto, he begins Krishna Lila. So Krishna Lila is the face of Krishna. Mind of Krishna. So, here, we have to practice to see the different parts of the body gradually. From down, first of all see his lotus feet, then gradually, that is described, these two feet, they are called the first chapter, in the first canto, second canto, in this way, we must go. Everything is very scientifically arranged. If we teach it chronologically, according to the instruction of the Shastra, then it will be very easy. Otherwise, manushyanam sahasresu kastik jatati siddha jatatam aki siddhyanam kastik vetimam. You would understand tattvata. That tattvata means bhaktyanam avyanati javan jasyami tattvata, even tattvata. Only through devotional service. The devotional, what is devotional service? Samanam kirtanam vishma smaranam tas. We have to follow these nine principles of devotional service. Especially this samanam kirtanam and archana. Archanam, worshipping the deity, and samanam kirtanam. Even if you follow one, that is sufficient. But there are nine different processes. As far as possible, we shall execute everything. At least, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam. Archan is very important. For Purishtadhikari, devotee in the lower stage, Archan is very, very important. Although the devotee in higher stage, he also offers worship better. Krishna is everywhere. Actually, neophyte devotee is like some people say that why you should go to the temple? Krishna is everywhere. Who was asking that question? Krishna cannot be sad. Last night, I think those girls, Sarnoga. Krishna is everywhere. That is a fact. But that is for the Paramahamsa, one who is very, very advanced. But the Punishtadhikari, he cannot, like parrot, he can say Krishna Chaitanya. He must be educated here in the temple. Otherwise, it is simply blasphemy. Krishna is everywhere, that's a fact. But where is your realization? Krishna is in your heart. Have you got that realization? Ishvara sarva bhutana vidyesho dhivatishtati. Have you got that realization? That Krishna is in your heart. Can you talk with Krishna? He said it. Krishna said, I talk. Buddhi yogam rama dadamitam. Krishna gives intelligence. Krishna is giving. But have you got that realization? So, these are all facts. Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is within our heart. Krishna is within the atom. Annantarasam paramanuchayantarasam. That's a fact. But where is your realization? Therefore, you have to begin realization by yourself. That is very essential. The more you become expert in archana, Jijathāvāṁ prapadrāṁte dhane, more you become realized, then more you become realized. So therefore, for Panishtadhikāri, he has to raise himself. Acchāyavayavan harai tappujāṁ sadhyāhate natat bhaktesu annesu savhapta prātita smita. By executing this acchā, vigraha, acchanam, gradually medhan. But if you simply remain in the acchā, acchā, vidhi, or acchā process, and you cannot understand who is a bhakta and what to do with others, that is also a bhakta's duty. Not that simply we shall remain engaged in acchā. We must know how to respect a devotee, how to do some service to others also. That is Madhyamadhikāri. Simply if you become satisfied that now I am initiated and I am offering archana, I have become perfect. No. The perfection is still awaiting. You have to understand who is a devotee. You have to understand how to give service to the innocent. If you do not know that, then if you simply become packed up by Acha, Vigraha Sevan, Acha, then you will remain in the material platform. Matan bhakteshu chaneshu sa bhakta prakita smita. Prakita means material. He is trying to go to the spiritual platform. But if he simply remains in the ashram and does not preach, this is matan bhakteshu chaneshu. Anneshu. Anneshu means those who are innocent. That is madhyamadhikari, middle stage. Ishare tad adhinenku, balinseku, disastruka. Prema matri kipope kya ja karati sa madhama. Ishara. Then by Acha Vigraha, what's it? By Shravan Kirtan, by making your properly advanced, you'll understand what is the position of Krishna, Ishara. And Ishare tad adhinenku, and adhin means those who are working for Krishna. They are called as adhin. Adhin means subordinate. Every devotee is subordinate. Nobody is equal to Krishna. If you do that, then it is a mistake. A devotee never says. Das means servant. Servant is always the subordinate. Therefore, Vaishnava says Das. He never says Master. Vaishnava, Das. Somebody, Tad Adhina, under Krishna. Nobody can be superior to Krishna or equal to Krishna. That is a mistake. This Mahabharata philosopher. They think, now I have become equal to Krishna, I am also Krishna. That is just it. Krishna, God, is never equal to anyone. Asama urdhva. Asama means not equal. And urdhva, always the top. Asama urdhva. That is this kind of body. So we should remain tadadhin. Always under Krishna. That is our perfection. If we remain, just like in Western countries, they rebel. If a woman is advised to remain under the control of the husband, that is insult to them. They do cannot tolerate it. But actually, you see in India that a wife who remains under the guidance of the husband is happy. That's a practical plan. That's a practical plan. And therefore, in the Manu Samhita, it is advised Nasyam satantam arhati. Woman should be always protected. That is, protection does not mean negligence. No, protection means to give him all facilities. That is protection. Just like father gives protection, because that does not mean neglect. Similarly, the woman should be protected. It is not that neglecting. They misunderstand. In the Western countries, maybe there is a misbelief. But actually, we have seen, still going on in India, the woman is, that is the ideal given by Lord Ramchandra. How woman is given protection by the husband. Sita Devi was kidnapped. Ramchandra is the Supreme Lord. He could have married many thousands of Sita. But as a beautiful husband, to rescue one wife, he killed the whole family of Ram. This is protection. He killed the whole family of he became a disease. So, woman requires protection, and the husband is responsible to give protection. The father is responsible to give protection. And the elderly children, they are responsible to give protection. So, we are Prakriti, Prakriti Purusha. So Krishna is the Purusha. He is the protector of all living entities. He said, Vrittanugrahakatara. Just like his father is always anxious to see his children are well protected. Similarly, Krishna is also always anxious to give protection to his subordinates. But if the subordinates denounce Krishna, I don't want your protection, then separate from him. That's the idea. Those who are in the material world, they're suffering. Why? They have given up the protection of Krishna. They're thinking that we can protect ourselves. But it's use of Krishna. So this is called dharma saglani. This is deviation from the natural way of life when you give up the protection. So our Krishna consciousness movement is again go back to that protection. Go back to home, back to home. Thank you. Pātena pariprasnana. To understand the subject matter submissively to question is one of the parapanni. Sadvidhi panipātena pariprasnana seva. Upadakshanti sadhyānam jñānina tattva-darshanam.
You said this time that you made a model image of you and also put the you can accept it a real intelligence and yourself.
In your lecture you said that someone who offers food to a statue of yourself
it's not statue, but people think statue, it is not that. But because we cannot see Krishna at the present moment, therefore he appears like a statue.
His question, you say that a statue of yourself is not the same as you, and yet in some of our temples, such as Vrindavan, the mercy of your divine grace has been installed and they are offering prasadam. So is it the same that prasadam is accepted by the Guru?
Yes. Sakshadharitena samastha sastri. Guru is not different from Krishna. That is accepted by all the sastra. Sakshadharitena samastha sastri. Sakshadharitena samastha sastri. Lukta, it is said. Tato bhavata eva sadhi. Those who are advanced devotees, devotees, they accept it then. Hindu Prabhuja Priya Evadasya. But the Guru's position is the most confidential servant. So Guru is the servant God. And Krishna is the master God. Both of them are God. Servant God and master God. Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Lata Deed. So we have to start with both the servant and the master. Through the servant, we go to the master. Any other question?
Chandra.